From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in Turkey are saying a child suicide bomber carried out a Saturday attack on a wedding party in the southeastern part of the country, not far from the border with Syria. At least 51 died, scores of others wounded, many of them critically. Shortly after that attack, Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek flew to Gaziantep and took a defiant tone. He said the aim of the terrorist is to scare the people, but he said he will not allow this to happen. Meantime, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Islamic State is the chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create ethnic divisions within the country. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city. Syrian Kurdish forces have inflicted a number of recent defeats on IS. The U.S. condemned the wedding attack as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden heads to Ankara later this week, where he's expected to discuss the fight against terrorism. United States has also condemned twin explosions. They happened in north-central Somalia, in which at least 20 people were killed, saying the cowardly acts targeted security forces in Puntland, government officials and civilians, and an attempt to weaken the East African country ahead of its political transition this year. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Suicide attack at a marketplace in Mora in northern Cameroon near the Nigerian border killed at least three. Mora is close to a large military base that's part of the multinational fighting to end the seven-year insurgency of the militant group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The Israeli military conducted tank and air attacks targeting Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip following a rocket attack that hit an Israeli border town. There were no casualties. At least two Palestinians, however, were wounded in the Israeli strikes. There was no claim of responsibility. South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. This kind of rhetoric by Pyongyang's not unusual, but the latest warning comes at a time of more tensions with the defection of a senior North Korean diplomat and a U.S. plan to place a high-tech defense system in South Korea. China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live-firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes there over territory in the South China Sea. China's had several military exercises in surrounding waters since an international arbitration panel last month issued a ruling invalidating China's claim on the South China Sea. Experts are saying the Zika virus will remain active in the United States maybe another 2 years, with the Gulf Coast states being the most vulnerable. Dr. Anthony Fauci is chief of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I would not be surprised if we see cases in Texas and Louisiana, particularly now where you have the situation with flooding in Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of problems getting rid of standing water. When you have a subtropical, a semi-tropical region with the right mosquitoes and individuals who have travel-related cases that are in the environment, it would not be surprising that we will see additional cases, not only in Florida, but perhaps in other of the Gulf Coast states.
That is Dr. Anthony Fauci. The Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics came to an end. It happened late Sunday with the final day featuring 12 gold medal events. U.S. Olympics Committee CEO Scott Blackmon said, on the whole, the games were successful.
Despite all of the controversy leading in, whether it was water quality or Zika or security, that these games have been really well produced and enjoyed by the people who participated, most of all the athletes.
U.S. dominated the games with 121 medals, followed by China, Britain, and Russia. It's now on to the next Summer Games in Tokyo in 2020. Tokyo beat out Istanbul, Turkey, and Madrid for the right to host the next Summer Olympics. Get more on the Olympics at our website, voanews.com, and also check out our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.